Genesis chapter 3. Bereshith chapter 3. And verse number 21. The last message that we preached in this last statement here in 3 and verse 20 was Adam's statement of faith, wasn't it? He called his wife the mother of all living, when actually she would be the mother of all dying. No one that come from her womb would ever not die. All of their children. How many children could Eve have had?
A thousand.
A thousand children. She probably had 1,000 children. Probably had 1,000 children, because a woman is designed to have 1,000 children.
There's a plant called Mother of 1,000.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In the millennial reign, how long is the millennial reign? 1,000 years. A woman can have a child each year during that 1,000 year and not have any trouble bringing them into this world. Well, I'll tell you what. Women,
with it or without it,
women have a lot of help when they're raising children. When women used to have 10, 15, 20 kids, they had a lot of help. How many was in your mother's family, brother?
Right.
Eight? Now, the oldest ones get to do most of the work.
I was going to say that.
Yeah. My grandmother, I guess I patterned my life after her, because she worked like a slave. All the time, taking care of everybody, watching after everybody in her family. And she was about the third or fourth one down the line. But I think my grandmother had 11 children, my great-grandmother. And she raised most of those children. My grandmother did. Not my great-grandmother. My grandmother raised most of her brothers and sisters. She raised them. She cooked for her mother. And Marilyn, did I cook for my mother?
Yes.
You know, most kids want to go home and eat mama's cooking. My mama wants to come home and eat my cooking. Because my mother never learned to cook. She not really ever did learn to cook. My grandmother cooked all the time until she died. And I was her helper. And I cooked. My mother said her mother never taught her to cook. My mother was the only child. We see that so many times. We can see old families the way there was a story family out there, and you remember the stories, Brother Ray, out there in Fairfax. 21 of them. Those older kids got to work a lot. They worked a lot. They helped make the living. I was 5 years old working like a man. By the time I was five, I had to work like a man in the fields. Then wood cutting, whatever I did. I told you about chopping down the porch one time. I don't know how that I have fingers left. My grandfather gave me a hatchet and told me to go out and chop wood because we had a wood stove. It didn't even have an oven. It just was a stove, and we cooked on it. And we didn't need to cook anything in the oven anyway. We had nothing to cook in the oven. Beans, you can cook on top of the stove, you know. We had beans for breakfast, and beans for lunch, and beans for dinner if we had dinner. Beans and beans and beans. And in Bakersfield weather, you know, in the summertime, back then it was not 110 and 115 degrees in the summertime. You remember that, Carol? And you go, we had no refrigerator, no ice box. We didn't have an ice box for a long time. Finally, we got an ice box. Somebody threw their ice box away because they got a refrigerator, and we went out there in the dump and brought the refrigerator home. But you have to have money to buy ice. And when I was young, people would drive down the avenues, the streets, with an old wagon with a tarp in the back of a buckboard and a tarp over the buckboard, and they'd say, ice, ice. Anybody want ice? The ice man is here. And it costs you, for 10 pounds of ice, it costs 10 cents. For 50 pounds of ice, it costs 50 cents. And we couldn't afford 5 pounds. We went down to where you probably used to go, where they were breaking up the ice and putting it in the boxcars. And
yeah,
got that
on Kentucky.
We went down there every now and then and picked up ice. And we had ice. We had iced tea. Boy.
I'm sorry.
Boy. We had iced tea. You know what a luxury that was? Yeah, a luxury. Well, we'd go in, come in from the fields, and that pot of beans would be on that stove, and the stove would be cold, but the beans would be boiling. They weren't boiling. They were fermenting. My grandma said, come here, Jimmy. Bring the wood. I'd bring wood there, and she'd fire it up, and she'd throw a handful of baking soda in it and stir it. And we had to, she would watch with her watch. For 20 minutes, those beans had to boil before we could eat. 20 minutes. And if we had an angern, you know what an angern is? In English, that's onions. In Oklahoma, it's angerns. They slice up these angerns on a plate and pour these boiling hot beans over them. And then we had for dessert, we had a sugar bowl, and I had a little bit of beans over on the side. I put sugar on the beans, and that was dessert. Now that sounds awful weird, but that's it. That's life in the slow lane and the poverty lane. Well, a woman can have 1,000 kids. And, you know, big families are wonderful in many ways. Aren't they not, Brother Ray?
A lot of fun.
If you got a place to sleep.
Yeah.
Now, you slept on the floor. We all slept.
He still does.
We all slept in one bed. In one bed.
Was it a double or a king?
It was just a double bed.
Yeah.
One's head would be here, your feet would be down there. Another one's head would be here, and your feet would be up here. We slept like that. How many people it was in the bed? That's the way it was. In the summertime, in the wintertime, it's okay. But in the summertime, it's miserable.
Yeah.
You roll out of that sweat and let it cool off, and then you roll back in it, and it's cool for a moment. And you turn your pillow over, and it's cool on one side.
Mm-hmm.
And then you sweat off the storm, and that's rough times. Old times. Now let's look at this. Adam's statement of faith. He said, she shall be the mother of all living. She's going to have a lot of kids. But I'm looking forward to the one that will give us eternal life. And they thought it was going to come pretty soon. Really, they did. They thought it would be their first child that was born that would be the giver of life. Verse 321 now, let's look at this. Now Adam has traded paradise for sin, hasn't he? Has he not? He traded paradise for sin. 321 says, Vayas Hadavar Elohim Li Adam Yulishto Kadanos
Or
Vayal Bishem. Now there's a lot in this. And he made and kept on making Jehovah Elohim. See the word Halavar there? I'd use that instead of the word Jehovah because I don't know how to really say that word. We got this word Jehovah from King James, and I say that because you know who I'm talking about. But we don't know how to say that name. And that is Hologos of the New Testament, the word of the New Testament, the Jehovah. And he made the Jehovah Elohim for Adam, Li Adam. That little lamet there in the front of that, that's a preposition. Page about 515 in that Brown Driver and Briggs. For Adam. What does Adam mean? What does Adam mean? It means red. It means blood. Dom is the root of that word. When you think of Adam, okay, you think of Dom. Dom is the root of it. Dom means red blood, red earth, like that. Now, if you will take the analogous and the analysis, a chemical analysis of mankind, you'll find it's the same as the dirt. Same as dirt. We come from the same place. Man was an immediate creation of God, not a mediate creation. Vincent, you remember the difference between mediate and mediate creation?
Immediate is the primary creation.
The primary creation didn't come from nothing else.
Immediate
is the secondary. Adam was not a secondary creation. He didn't come from something else. He came from the same elements as the dust. From the same elements as, and we will see that a little bit later on, from the same elements as the dust, but to become dust. Because as the dust you were taken, then to dust you shall go. All right? Adam came from God, didn't he? He's a primary creation, an immediate creation of God, not a mediate. I know if you're listening out there, you just think that guy's crazy. The Hebrew tells you this. The Hebrew tells us a lot of things. Secrets from Genesis is what we're studying about, the secrets from Genesis. And he made for Jehovah Elohim and for Adam and for his outer man, his woman, Yulishto, and for his woman, Katanoth. Katanoth means breeches, aprons. Now, Marilyn, if you come around our house, you will see her in an apron. She's always worn an apron. Dakota wears an apron sometimes. There's a picture of me when I was cooking dinner for New Hope Missionary Baptist Church a long time ago, and I was wearing an apron to keep it from getting all over my clothes. An apron. There was a woman up there. You're going to go by Pearsonville tomorrow when we're going up Highway 395. Mrs. Pearson. It was a wrecking yard there. Her family was there, just literally homesteaded that area. And I used to go by and see her every now and then. I needed an automobile part or some weird thing that I could find there. And I stopped, and there was a little store there, and they had a soda pop machine and stuff back then. And Mrs. Pearson always had a bonnet and an apron on. A bonnet and apron. Now, way back yonder in time, women had their Sunday aprons. They're all pressed and pretty. They did not wear them except on Sunday. And they wore their aprons to church. Look at some of the Amish people. Mennonites with their aprons, women. They wore their Sunday aprons. Well, these are aprons that God made, and these aprons are made out of a dead animal skin. A dead animal skin. And he made and kept on making. This is calcium, wow, consecutive and perfect. And he made, third person, masculine, senior, cal, wow, consecutive and perfect. He made and kept on making. What does that entail?
Time.
Animals died. Every animal that died represented the Jehovah. Now, Jehovah had been a companion, a bosom friend of Adam. Now, every time that they get new clothes, more clothes, another animal dies. And every one of those animals represented their Savior, their bosom friend, was going to have to die for them. Adam's companion was Jehovah God. And because of Adam trading paradise for sin, then their companion would die for them. The Bible says that Jesus would receive wounds from the house of his friend, from the hand of his friend. That is Judas Iscariot. But it also represents us. We are the ones he died for. Those animals always looked, all of those animals, every animal that ever died was a representative of Jesus Christ, what he would do. And every one of the animals were innocent of the sins they were dying for. Jesus was innocent of the sins that he died for. It's our sins. He kept on making aprons for them of skin or. And then it says here, Y-Yal-Bishem. And he clothed and kept on clothing them. He clothed and kept on clothing them. You remember when you saved, Vincent? The Lord saved you and forgave you right that day. But he's kept you saved ever since. His shed blood has kept you saved ever since.
I'm glad I'm not responsible for that part.
That's right. And every one of these animals that ever died represented it. They were suffering. They suffered. Now, if you go to the grocery store, you'll find kosher meat, won't you?
Mm-hmm.
Kosher meat. If it's kosher chicken, kosher lamb, kosher beef, or whatever, turkeys, ducks, it means that they will kill that animal as painlessly as possible with a sharp knife. That's the promise you got. That's it. And that its blood will not be used to make meat or other food products. That's another thing. Because the blood of that animal is still sacred to God. Isn't it? Is it or is it not? That blood of that animal is sacred to God. It represents its life, and its life was shed for you. And how many of you ever heard this old Indian pray? Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for our food and for the animals that gave their lives for us and the fruit from your earth.
Mm-hmm.
They did. Every one of them still represents dying for somebody else. Dying to give somebody else life. Dying for somebody else. Not that I'm worshiping that animal, but I'm thanking God for the animal that gave his life for me.
Mm-hmm.
You go to McDonald's? You don't see the animal dying. You go to Burger King, you don't see the animal dying. You go to Carl Jr., you don't see them chickens dying. But they did. They did. They did for us. God made a substitute now. They weren't supposed to eat these animals. Did you know that? They weren't supposed to eat them at all. They were not for food. Their skins were for their clothing. Their skins covered their sin. 3:22. Wyomer. Hathavar. Elohim. Hen. Ha'adam. Haya. Ki'ahad. Mimenu, Li Da'ath, Tov, Wara, Wiata, Pen, Yishlach, Yado, Wilak. It's got like a double K on the end of that, a Q and a K. Gam, Mietz, Hachaim. We call, we shy, Leolam. And he said and kept on saying, Jehovah Elohim, behold, him, behold, the Adam, he has become, third person master singular, cow perfect, he has become like one of us. Why? He knew what good was. He knew what evil was. To know, la doth, to know, cal infinitive, good, tov. Remember the first thing he saw is how great God was? The first thing, the tree of the knowledge of what is not evil and good, but good and evil. He saw how great God was. And what did it make him feel like? Small. Because God had shared all of his glory. He had built the garden. He was living in paradise. And he traded paradise for sin. traded paradise for sin. He's like one of us. Ki ahad, like one. Mimenu, like us. To know good and evil. He knows how great we are and how evil he is. And now, we ata, and now, unless he keeps on putting forth, look at this word, yishlak. Third person master scene or Cal important. In case he keeps on putting forth his hand, and he takes, well, he shall have taken, is what it literally says here. He shall have taken. That is third person masculine singular, wow, consecutive, perfect. Third person masculine singular, cal, wow, consecutive, perfect. He shall have taken also from tree, mi etz. That's men in the front of that. That's the preposition. Etz is tree. From the tree of the lives. The tree of lives. The tree of livings. And he shall have eaten. Third person, Maxa Senior, Cal, while consecutive, perfect. He shall have eaten. And he shall have kept on living for eternity. For eternity. He shall have kept on living for eternity. How would you like to live in the sinful body forever? I don't want to. I'm 71 years old. I don't want to. It bothers me every day. My body bothers me every day, and to live in this situation forever would not be wonderful. I want to be free from it. Free. Free. Now, Adam, this was a gift of God that he would not let him eat from this. Because if he had eaten from this, then he would live forever in that state, wouldn't he? People want to live a millennium, don't they? Adam lived almost 1,000 years. Did you know that? He lived nearly 1,000 years. Over 900 years. Already. Maybe he got tired of it by the end of that time. Adam, I have a sermon that I preached of the 10 first Adam all the way to Noah, and how long that they lived, and their lives overlapped it, and they knew these people. Abraham probably knew Noah. That's a long time to live in a sinful life.
Their years were the same as ours.
Yes. Yes. Those years were the same as our years.
The earth was better than ours, though.
Their earth was in better shape than ours was today. Man has really thrashed this. A lot of people don't believe in global warming. Because, you know what global warming says? That man has caused it. And they don't want to take the blame. How many, every time there has been a world war or a great war, there has been weather pattern changes. Did you know that? Mankind does it. Like when the American Indian was burning off the Great Plains, they caused a mini ice age in Europe. Like a bunch of them froze to death up there. That's a northern hemisphere, you know. Got colder. Yeah, man does change things. We do taint, destroy, disturb things. And it's not ours to discern. Now, I'm not going to go too wild and far on that thing. But yes, man does contaminate the earth. Out there where we live, out there in Old River, all that ground is absolutely permeated with poison. You know that? They use arsenic and so many pesticides and things out there that Lakeside School had to stop using water from their water well for the kids to drink. Now they have to send Arrowhead out there. Puritans or somebody. They can't drink the water. Let me just tell you this. Farmers. They used to say farmers that use the old pesticides. If you did enough precautionary, I took agriculture science for 4 years. They said if you took enough precautions that you might live a little longer, but you're going to die from cancer or heart failure because of pesticides. Happens. Do we poison our environment? Why don't we live to be 1,000 years old? For the first place, the flood happens. And the earth does not, it doesn't have that canopy of water, oceans in the sky to protect us from the sun's rays like it did back then. The whole atmosphere, the whole earth was a much more, what we might say, pleasant place to live.
Amen.
Now let's look and see what happens. Why Shali Chihu? Hathavar, Elohim, Migan, Eden, La Avod, Et, Ha'adama, Asher, Ukach, Misham. Third person masculine singular, PL, wow, consecutive and perfect. What does that tell you? And he violently drove away and kept on violently driving away Jehovah Elohim from Garden of Eden. He drove man, he violently drove man out of the garden. You're no longer going to get to live in paradise. You traded paradise for sin. Paradise for sin. You don't get to live here anymore. I built this garden for you. Now go make yourself one. Go make yourself one. And now what is the problem with him making himself one? There was no thorns and thistles, no cucumbers, no goat heads, no foxtails, nothing there in God's garden. But now in his garden, he's going to have problems. Because man needs to stay busy. If you keep a man busy, you'll probably keep him out of trouble a little bit. You know that? Idle hands of the devil's workshop, they say.
Mm-hmm.
My wife was upset when I woke her up tonight. She didn't want to get up. And I told her, I said, it's time to go. And she spouted back at me. You know, she wasn't in her right mind at that time. She was still asleep. And so she's liable to say anything. She said, you're retired, aren't you? You don't have a time clock. When did I retire? Do you know when I retired? She'll say some of the funniest things when she doesn't know what she's saying. You don't have a time clock. What do you mean time clock? What do you mean I have to get up? So I said, it's church. She said, it's not church tonight. I said, yeah, it's church tonight. It's time to go to church. And he violated her old Jehovah Elohim from the garden. To work. To work. I'm not retired, Marilyn. To work. Sign of the direct object, the ground. His relative, by the way. The ground. As from where he had been taken. Where did the ground come from? From God. Where did Adam come from? God. And we saw, we say, ex nihilo. But it's not really ecnelio because it's coming from God, and God is not nothing.
Mm-hmm.
He was taken, third person, master, senior, cal, passive, perfect, where he had been taken from there. Now he's going to drive him out. Now he's going to go and have to work the ground. He didn't have to work the ground before. The ground produced for him. How would you like to just have a paycheck without working? He did. What was his paycheck? All the food he wanted? Everything in that garden that he wanted except one thing. That one prohibition. You do not touch my tree. The tree of knowing good and evil. 324. Why Garesh? Et Ha'adamah. Why Yashkin? Mikadem. Ligan. Eden. Et. Hakeruim. Weet. Tol. Lehot, that is. Ha-cherev. Ha-mit-tha-peth. That's a long word right there. Lishmor. Et. Derek. Etz. Ha-chayim. And he forcefully drove out and kept on driving him out, the man. See a word that et there, that's the sign of direct object, that's the force that's coming there. In Greek, it is extension or limitation of thought or verbal action. That's the equivalent is ace. The man, the mankind. And he calls to dwell, he calls to stand or be stationed. Third person masculine singular, hifel, well, consecutive, and perfect. From Eden, from Eden there, Mikkadam, from the east, that is, from the east, from the rising of the sun, from the east, to the garden of Eden. And now we Haka Ruvim. And in the Greek is Kerubim. And on the end, that's plural in it. It said here that he placed these representations, these angelic representations, these cherubs. And these angelic representations were angelic representations of God. Now, what is a cherub? A cherub. What is a cherub? Or a cherub?
An angel with wings.
An angel with wings.
It's not little wings. It's
you've been watching too many movies. It has wings. That's all we know. And what you hear is music played with those wings. Now, Brother Ray, you got a lot of quail out here, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of quail in this yard. This is absolutely beautiful. When you startle quail, what do you hear? Like that.
Mm-hmm.
You hear that. Marilyn up there on our creek up there where we live in Nevada, she was down there one time, and mm-hmm. she was helping pile brush. Picking up brush and putting it on the side out away from the creek. And she scared about 50 quail, and they went this great sound.
That'll give you a heart attack.
Yeah. Like that. You could hear their wings. The chickens pop their wings, and they make this loud sound. The loud sound of the wings, this popping sound.
Mm-hmm.
That sound is breaking the sound barrier. Breaking the sound barrier. You'll hear it. Bam, 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 bam. Bam, 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 bam. Now, angels evidently can make music with their wings in this swishing sound, this swishing. That's why they have cherubs. Now, where in the world do I get that from? Who was the choir leader in the presence of God? What was his name? Hillel. Hillel was a cherub, an anointed cherub, wasn't he? And he led out in music in the presence of God. And then he became Satan later on. And we also call him from the Latin Lucifer. Comes from Lucere, which means the bare light, light bearer. And it says here, and he drove him away, Jehovah Elohim, from the Garden of Eden to work the ground from where the same elements that he had been taken from there. And he drove him out forcefully, third person master singer, peel, wow, consecutive, and perfect, the man. And he stationed there from the east, from the east side, from the front side is what it says, from the front side of the garden, the gate of the garden, the cherubim, the cherubim. This gracious, and what it means is a gracious, strong wind. A gracious, strong wind. If you want to translate that from Hebrew as close as you can get, it is a gracious, strong wind, and it's talking about from the wings. To flame, to shine. Lahat, lahat. To flame and to shine. The sword, they had a flaming sword. Flaming swords. A flaming sword. Now, you've seen these modern movies where they have all this flaming sword, you know, these, what do they call those things? You can even, what?
Those lightsabers? Or?
They're lights, whatever they are. These swords with lights. You go down there to the movie Universal Studios, and you'll see people out there fighting with these lit-up swords. And you see swords, if you go down to medieval times, down to that one place. Have you been there?
Yeah, Vincent? A couple of times.
Oh, that's fantastic. I love horses anyway. You know, I'm an old horse trainer. And you'll see them drive those horses. You'll see them ride those lipizzans, those stallions. You'll see them make them dance. And you'll see them fight with swords. And the swords will just spark. And you'll see sparks from these swords. How they keep from killing each other, I do not know. Because it is so fantastic. And jousting.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Well, now we have a real flaming sword, Ha-Cherev. And then it says, Ha-Met-Se-Ha-Peth. Whirling itself about, that's feminine singular participle, Hithao. It's whirling itself about. This sword is whirling itself about.
Mm-hmm.
Whirling itself about. How many of you watched Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom? Or not the Temple of Doom, but the
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Not the Raiders of the Lost Ark, the Temple of Doom, and then there was the
Last Crusade.
The what?
The Last Crusade.
The Last Crusade. The Last Crusade. Now, when they walked in there to Petra, you know, that El Cosnet in Petra, the great cathedral thing. There was, it's very small inside, by the way. It's not big like it was there. But they sent this, they would have these people go over there, and if they stepped on the wrong stone, a sword would come through there, and their head would be rolling off. That's like this, see. The flaming sword, whirling itself about to guard over, that is to keep guard, Cal infinitive construct, Shemer. To guard over at the road. The road. To the tree of life. The tree of lives. The road, and that road was through the gate of the garden. The gate of the garden of the tree of life. The tree of lives. There's where you got tonight. Do you have any questions right here? Did you learn something from this?
Learn something there.
Something there. The tree of lives. Well,
everybody, Mr.
Wessel.
They got lips.
Yeah.
Oh, back 60 years ago, they couldn't afford a flute. They couldn't make one, they whistled. I know my grandmother whistled all the time. And the old story was a whistling woman and a crowing hen never come to a very good end. You know. Men could whistle, but not women. All right. Well, these angels make all kinds of beautiful music.
Yeah.
And one of the things they do is that with their wings. And what is it now? What's the wings? What's cherub mean?
Winged.
It's a winged angel. But what does it mean? What does it mean?
Gracious, strong wind.
A gracious, strong wind. A gracious, strong wind.
A gracious, strong wind.
A gracious, strong wind. Yep, there. See, you didn't hear that. I know.
No, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, a gracious, strong wind. There's no telling what you thought I said. A gracious, strong wind. That's what the cherub...
I hear what you said, Jim.
Okay.
You just don't think I hear it.
All right. Any questions? Vincent, you got a question?
No, I don't.
How about Carol? Got a question? How about Sharon?
Okay. This is the first time I've noticed tree of life plural.
Yes.
Instead of tree of life, you know.
It's a tree of lives.
So explain why it's a tree of life.
Hachayim.
No, well, I mean, no.
Grammatically, it's plural.
Yeah,
we know that.
I know that it is, but why? Why? Whose lives?
Your life. Mm-hmm. Anyone's life that takes from it. Tree of lives. Mm-hmm. Anyone that eats from that tree, they will have eternal life. Olam. And what does Olam mean, young lady?
You go as far as you can go, and then you begin there and not there.
You go as far as you can imagine time to be or eternity to be, and that's where eternity begins, and that's where how long the lives, if you ate from the tree of life. He will live for eternity.
Because that's the same one in Revelation. Right?
That's the same one. Okay. For the healing of the nations. That's how come them people don't live 1,000 years over there. Because of the tree of life.
Mm-hmm. So
yeah, Vincent.
So because Adam ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, we inherit death. If he would have eaten from the other tree, then we would have inherited life.
He had eaten from it, evidently.
Oh, he had.
Yeah.
So God said no more.
No more.
Mm-hmm.
No more. How long did he live because he ate from the tree? 950 years or so, 950 years. He lived a long time. From that meal.
Was that what was keeping him the longevity of life?
Anybody else live from that, eat from that tree alive?
Yeah. No.
Kept him alive not that long, didn't it?
Well,
yes, Brother Ray.
Right.
What?
The tree of life
will be there.
For the healing of the nations, huh?
That's for the 1,000-year reign.
That's
so they'll live 1,000 years.
Yeah.
Okay?
Right.
They'll live those 1,000 years.
Yeah, but I always wondered about, I never knew that Adam never, did he ever even partook of that tree of life?
Yes.
So that was before an innocent.
Yeah.
Okay, but
he could eat it.
When he ate.
Yeah.
That changed the whole dynamic.
Yeah, he'd keep on eating. He had eaten. It says, unless he keep on eating from the tree of life. Keep on eating. All right?
I understood why it was guarded, because to eat after the fall,
yeah,
that meant he would be in that state
for a long time. Yeah, a long time.
Yeah.
God didn't want him to stay in that state for a long time. He lived long enough, 900 and something years.
Yeah, I wrote down here, Adam was shown mercy by not allowing him to eat of that tree.
That's right. God showed mercy to him for not allowing him to live in that state forever.
Mm.
Yeah. God showed mercy to Adam by not allowing him to live in that state forever. Sure.
Okay, so do you think that, okay, here Adam lived 930 years, Seth lived 912 years, Enosh lived 905 years. So do you think maybe they all lived that long because their grandparents had eaten of the tree of life? Maybe that was the reason for the longer life then.
Possibly. That's speculation, but that's possible.
You know, because I always looked at that period of time. Everything was pristine.
Yes.
Vegetarian. They had all the vitamins and nutrients you could possibly get. Until after the flood, the dynamics changed.
That's right. Everything changed after the flood.
What about Eve? Well, she should have lived a little longer, too.
We don't know how long Eve lived.
No, they never.
The Bible doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
Women aren't real important in the Bible, Mary. You got to read the book of Jasher to find out who these women even were and what their names were. You can find out what Noah's wife's name was from the book of Jasher and a few other names in there. That's a history book, by the way.
They should mention women all the time in a bad sense. Jezebel and a lot of them.
There's a few of Ruth.
Yes.
Oh, there's some good women in the Bible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hannah, Ruth.
God never holds back anything, the good and the bad.
Nobody wants to name their child Jezebel. If they did, they'd taint that child from now on. And I know there have been some named Jezebel from godless people, so to speak. Anything else? Did you learn something?
Well,
Did you get something tonight?
Well, Eve means
secrets from
the mother of all living.
Eve means living.
Yeah.
Yeah, Eve means living.
Well,
she is a mother of all living, he said, because he knew that she would bring forth the Messiah child.
Yeah.
That's why he called her the mother of all living.
Thousand,
that was his statement of faith. She probably had 1,000 children. Okay? Anything else before we dismiss and turn you loose on the world?
Well, if she lived to 900 years, she'd have had a lot of kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. You're going to have one, multiple births, and could have had them 9 months. Every 9 months, could have
them. They didn't have diapers in those days, either.
Marilyn Wheaton. Yes, Brother Ray.
I don't know if you want to pray first, because I want to make an announcement.
Oh, yeah. Let's pray. Our Father, we thank you for this message you've given us today. We thank you for the Lord's Supper that we celebrated our Savior's death for us. Father, I pray if there's one out there that doesn't know you this night, that these words will encourage them to seek eternal life. Just like at one time Adam could eat from the tree of life, any person out there this day can partake of the blood and the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, and they can have eternal life now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.